Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've been getting a lot of text here and messages on a Twitch chat. Arcan, when Moses parted the Red Sea, they were escaping Egypt and headed to the promised land of Israel, where they wandered the desert for 40 years. 40 years, or is it 40 days? I forget, but they were out there a long time. And someone who knows about that, because I believe he was actually high school classmates with Moses, the oldest man in the world, joins us right now on the program. I'm talking, of course, about Tom King of the Nashua Telegraph. Mr. King, how are we doing tonight?
Just when I was getting over it, you bring it all back.
I mean, hey,
that was
it could have been worse.
That was how? How could that have been worse?
They could have lost by more than 7, and I would have lost my bet. That would have been worse, though.
That would have at least been a silver lining for me.
Are you okay? I'm sorry. I brought that back on purpose to hurt you. That's true. I did do that because I know you do the same for me.
And then the high school reunions. Everybody asked me about my high school reunion. I say, you kidding me? Everybody I went to high school with is already dead. I don't even know what that's like anymore.
You're still with us, thank God.
You depress me now for the next week. It's awful.
That's okay. I mean, the Giants are going to depress you anyway. And even if they lost that game, that's still a fun team you got there. I mean, it was still a fun game, and they're still a fun team.
There's no doubt about it. They're a fun team. Patriots are a fun team. The difference is the Patriots are winning.
Right.
That's the difference.
Yes,
right?
It is.
We'll see. I mean, it'll be we'll see how things go on December 1st when the Giants come here on a Monday night. That should be an interesting game. But this is fun times at Gillette Stadium. I think it's going to be I'll be taking a look at the stands on Sunday to see how many people skipped the apple picking and actually showed up at the game, let's face it, that was the problem last year. And that's one of the reasons Gerard Mayo's not here. The crafts will look up at that upper deck and see it half empty. And that was, you can't survive on that. And the Patriots are going to have a lot of followers in the next few weeks because they are a fun team to watch. As long as the quarterback stays healthy, and the answer to that question is the quarterback, not the coach.
Oh, really?
The coach has done a lot. The coach has done a lot, but I always go with the player.
Okay.
And the player last year showed signs of this, signs of it, accuracy. He dropped a dime on Booty for a long pass for a touchdown that I'll never forget watching him last year. So he showed it, but the coach now brings it out of him more. No doubt about it. He wouldn't be doing this possibly without the coach, but he'd be doing some of it. I always go with the players, and I think that's what Vrabel's ability to do is go with the player. He always gives credit to the players.
Yeah.
Vrabel has the unique ability to let you know he's in charge, but let you know that on your level, right? He played the game.
Yep.
And he's got, you know, he's the players respect that. The players always respect the former player. I don't know.
Well, I mean, Mayo was a former player too. They didn't respect him.
No, because Mayo, you know why?
Why?
They didn't know if Mayo was in charge.
Mm.
You know, did Mayo ever seem like a guy in charge to you last year?
No, he seemed like a deer in headlights the entire season is what he seemed like.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Who is basically being guided and prodded and poked and all right, is May our quarterback? I want May to be our quarterback. No, we want Jacoby Brissett to be our quarterback. You know, back and forth, all of that. All of that confusion. And there's no confusion because Vrabel is the guy in charge. Vrabel's made most of these decisions on personnel and everything else. He's the guy. And when you have that, you know, and he's hit on a few and he's missed on a few, I still don't think this has been a tremendous draft for them. Not yet, anyway.
Fair.
But Vrabel strikes the right. He's, you know, he got the free agents he wanted. I think they really played, come out well, especially on defense, which is what he wanted. He wanted to set the tone defensively, and that's what a defensive coach does. And he saw that teams were able to move the ball and run it down their throats. Now the Patriots defensively this year haven't been the greatest.
Well, that's what I want to ask you.
When they have to make the stops, they make the stops.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Why can't they, even against these bad teams, even against Cam Ward, who was not a very impressive rookie so far this year, against Rattler, against everybody, it seems like the defense in the early parts of these games are on their heels. Why is that?
That's a good question. You don't know. You never know why teams start slow and why they come out slow. Maybe they just, maybe teams are finding something or seeing something that they can exploit early on, and the Patriots make the adjustment. That could be, but this is one of those things where, there's mystery to this, but there's no mystery to why, what course they're on. Because if you look at the rest of the AFC, and you alluded to it earlier, there's not a lot out there. All of a sudden, we thought the AFC was, I always thought the AFC was going to be so strong that it would stunt a little bit of the Patriots' growth this year. In other words, make it harder for them to make the playoffs.
Like, even if they took a step forward, you got Jackson and Allen and all these guys, you can't break that. Yeah, I understand. That's like a ceiling they wouldn't be able to bust through.
Just do the math. Too many teams, right? But now, where are the Ravens? They're probably not going to make it. Who knows? The Bengals. They'll have Joe Burrow right now. They'll play the Bengals later in the year. They'll play the Ravens later in the year.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on how strong these teams are later in the year. But right now, the schedule they have going forward, Tampa and Buffalo are the only really good teams on it.
I know. Atlanta's not bad. Atlanta's got a good defense. Like, they've had some good games.
Did you watch Atlanta the other night?
Against San Francisco?
Yeah.
Yes.
They lost to Mac Jones.
They did. But it's not like Mac Jones had a great game. I thought they played well against them. It's the, you know...
Right.
There was other reasons why they lost that game.
Right. And then now Cleveland comes to town this week. They blew away Miami.
Yep.
So everybody's going, oh, no, Cleveland, watch out for Cleveland.
Atlanta lost to Christian McCaffrey. He ran for 200 yards in that game. It wasn't Mac Jones.
Exactly. Right, right. That's what did it. Right. Yeah. So let's see if the Patriots try to take advantage. Now, this Sunday with Cleveland, you know how many yards Cleveland had against Miami?
Judkins had 3 touchdowns. It seemed like he had 500 yards just him himself.
206 total yards.
Really?
206.
Because Gabriel didn't do much. I know that, yeah.
Penalties and turnovers. Mm. If the Patriots, now the Patriots haven't been able to avoid the former penalty part. They're one of the most penalized teams in the league. They haven't been able to avoid that, but they have been able since that Steeler game.
Oh, yeah. Judkins only had 84 yards rushing. It seemed like he had hundreds of yards, but he actually didn't. He only averaged 3 yards a carry. Never mind.
He had like a 40-yard long run. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but at any level of football, I mean, you know, on Friday nights, I'm covering a lot of high school football.
Right.
And it all comes down to the same thing, penalties and turnovers. Any level, college games on Saturday, penalties, turnovers, pro games, any level of football, those are the two main things that will cause you to lose, 8 times out of 10.
Fair enough. Cleveland Browns team with a real defense there, too. I mean, that's they do make mistakes. Patriots, they're 3rd in the league in penalties still, Tom. They had they were first, so I guess that's progress. Cleveland's a real defense.
They're able to avoid that as long as they don't turn the ball over that much. But, you know, look, they played they haven't exactly had to play the iron. Now, the defense is going to be good for Cleveland, but I think the Patriots can outscore the Browns despite that defense. There's a reason the Browns aren't winning games.
Well, not if Shadur's playing. Shadur plays, then they should just forfeit, I say.
That was so amazing on draft night. I'm just thanking my lucky stars. The Giants didn't draft them. And they got Jackson Dart, who they evidently were going to target.
But Dart looks good, but we don't know if Shadur's bad or not. He hasn't played yet, so you can't say that. You don't know. You thank your lucky stars about anything. Well, he might be great.
I don't know. Do you think he was good? Don't you think they'd play? I mean, you know, Cleveland's coach is not no dummy.
Anything about Shadur Sanders makes any sense. There's no reason you should have dropped to the 5th round. What, because he's cocky? No quarterback prospects ever been cocky before? I thought that was ridiculous. I thought his drop was ridiculous. So I don't think anything is normal with Shadur Sanders.
There might be something else there. I don't know. Maybe nobody wanted to deal with, thought they would have to deal with Deion Sanders too. I don't know. But, I mean, that caused a little bit of it. The thing with him and Daboll, Daboll gave him a lot of stuff to study and everything else. He didn't do any of it. Yeah. So that was it. He was off the list. But, Drake May is the real deal. You got yourself a quarterback. You got and it looks like you have yourself an offensive line.
Yeah.
Because now May loves to run. He likes to take off and run. Last year, he was running for his life. This year, he's running to gain. Mm. There's a difference. But his accuracy, I think, has always been there. And, I think I said before, Booty is one of his favorite targets. And they have a great connection. And he's got a veteran receiver in Diggs who knows the game and knows where to be and knows, But you know what this team reminds me of? I don't want to get too far, pom-poms and everything else. But you know what this team reminds me of the 2001 team, because that was a team that came off a 5-11 season.
Yeah.
Okay. They were 5-11, but they're making all these little plays, all these little things like Pop Douglas stretching out and somehow pulling that ball in.
That was awesome.
I remember the late David Patton made a couple of those plays.
Terry Glenn had some big plays that year. Yeah.
Yeah. Back in 2001. Yep. That was little things that they did, and Vrabel was on that team, so he knows what it's like. But you got yourself a coach and a quarterback. Those are the two most important things I think any football team can have. That was told to me by a former broadcaster years ago. Coach and the quarterback. And right now the Patriots have it, and let's see how far they can go with it.
Absolutely. Against a real defense, if you're a defense trying to game plan against the Patriots, like, it just sort of seems that with Drake May and his ability to throw the ball deep downfield, there's not a real good solution there. Is that something that's tenable? We'll end on that one. Is it tenable to expect, not that he's going to throw for 90% completion percentage, but that he can continue to throw the deep ball with even a fraction of this kind of accuracy?
You have to disguise your coverages. You have to be able to outsmart him because he is a very smart quarterback. He's evidently, whatever he's learned and whatever talent he's got, he sees the field very well. That's the one thing about him. He sees the field very well. So you have to disguise your coverages. And the other way to stop a quarterback from throwing deep is you got to put a heck of a lot of pressure on him because that way he won't have time to look downfield.
Yeah. All right, we'll leave it right there then. Tom, we're over the time. I'd talk to you all night, you know that, but we're over time, so we got to let you go. Love you, buddy. Always good to talk with you. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, Christian, thanks for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.